With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Despite a flare-up in deadly violence, two Israeli soldiers shot dead by Hamas gunmen in Gaza, Israel responding with airstrikes, Israel is insisting the fragile ceasefire is back on. The BBC's Alain Nell in Jerusalem.
Israel's military launched dozens of strikes after it said its troops operating in Rafah in southern Gaza were attacked by Hamas fighters, but within hours it said it had resumed enforcement of the ceasefire. Israeli media say that a decision to close aid crossings to Gaza was overturned following U.S. pressure. Mr. Trump's special envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner had already been expected in Israel. They're due to meet the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu later. The Hamas chief negotiator Khalil al-Haya is meeting Egyptian mediators in Cairo to discuss next steps in the ceasefire deal.
Working to end the Ukraine war, President Trump says Ukraine's Donbas region should be, in his words, cut up, leaving most of it in Russian hands.
What they should do is just stop at the lines where they are, the battle lines. You have a battle line right now. The rest is very tough to negotiate. If you're going to say, you take this, we take that, you know, there's so many different permutations.
The FBI leading the investigation into a hunting stand. It was found in a tree in Florida with a direct view of the area where President Trump exits Air Force One, the Palm Beach Airport. The president says he'll slash U.S. aid and hit Colombia with punishing tariffs. Mr. Trump is accusing Colombia's president of being a leader in the production and the distribution of illegal drugs. It was daring and carefully planned. In Paris, the search is on for the thieves who broke into the Louvre, smashing display cases. They fled with priceless crown jewels. The whole thing was over in just 4 minutes. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 121. This is SRN News. A Wisconsin abortion clinic holds a contest.
The All Community Clinic in Milwaukee has been asking local people to come up with a nickname for their new aspiration machine, which is used in abortion. The Instagram post reads, quote, "Think of the bragging rights, street cred, and the boost to your resume when you tell everyone you named an abortion machine," unquote. The clinic is making money on the contest, charging $10 for each name submitted and more money to vote on the eventual winner. Michael Harrington reporting.
Clergymen and pro-family advocates are worried about how many Americans are embracing gambling, and the governor of Illinois is one of them. Democrat J.B. Pritzker reported a gambling windfall of $1.4 million on his federal tax return this week. Pritzker, a billionaire, is being touted as a possible 2028 presidential candidate, told reporters in Chicago that he drew several winning hands in blackjack during a Las Vegas vacation. This is SRN News. A change in strategy for combating peanut allergies in children.
A study recommended feeding babies peanut products early to prevent allergies. 60,000 kids avoided allergies after such guidance was issued in 2015. Now, a new study finds peanut allergies in kids ranging from newborns to three declined by more than 20% after the initial guidance was issued. For decades, doctors had recommended delaying feeding children peanuts and other foods likely to trigger allergies until the age of three. Jason Walker reporting.
President Trump says United States could purchase beef from Argentina in a bid to lower prices for American consumers. Beef prices have remained high for a variety of reasons, including drought and reduced imports from Mexico. More details at SRNnews.com.